how very much I've loved you. How very much I've tried my best to give you the good life. So in spite of all of that I've tried, a handful of our people with their lives have made our life impossible. There's no way to detach ourselves from what's happened today. Not only we're in a compound situation, not only are there those who have left and committed the betrayal of the century. Some have stolen children from others and are in pursuit right now to kill them because they stole their children. And we are sitting here waiting on a powder keg. I don't think this is what we want to do with our babies. I don't think that's what we had in mind to do with our babies. It was death by the greatest of prophets from time immemorial. No man takes my life from me, I lay my life down. So to sit here and wait for the catastrophe that's going to happen on that airplane, it's going to be a catastrophe. Almost happened here. Almost happened. The congressman is going to kill here. But you can't feel people's children. You can't take off with people's children without expecting a violent reaction. And that's not so unfamiliar to us either. Even if we were Judeo-Christian, if we weren't communists, the world, the kingdom, comes with violence, and the violence will take it by force. If we can't live in peace, we must die in peace. We've been so betrayed. We have been so terribly betrayed. But we tried, and as Jack Beam often said, I don't know where he's at right this moment, for Jack, he said, if this only worked one day, it was worthwhile. Because what's going to happen here in a matter of a few minutes is that one of those people on that plane is going to shoot the pilot. I know that. I didn't plan it, but I know it's going to happen. You're going to shoot that pilot, and down comes that plane into the jungle. And we had better not have any of our children left when it's over, because they'll parachute in here on us. I'm telling you, just as plain as I know how to tell you, I've never lied to you. I never have lied to you. I know that's what's going to happen. That's what it intends to do. And he will do it. He will do it. Fortunately, being so bewildered with many, many pressures on my brain, seeing all these people behaving so treasonous, it was just too much for me to put together. But I now know what he was telling me, and it'll happen. If the plane gets in the air, so my opinion is that we be kind to children and be kind to seniors. Take the portion like they used to take in ancient Greece and step over quietly, because we are not committing suicide. It's a revolutionary act. We can't go back. They won't leave us alone. They're now going back to tell more lies, which means more congressmen. And there's no way, no way we can survive. Anyone that has any dissenting opinion, please speak. Yes. You can have an opportunity, but if our children are left, we're going to have them butchered. We can make a strike, but we'll be striking against people that we don't want to strike against. We want, we'd like to get people who cause this stuff. And some people here are prepared to know how to do that. In town and get Timothy Stone, but there's no plane. There's no plane. You can't catch a plane in time. He's responsible for it. He brought these people to us. He and Deanna Myrtle. But people in San Francisco will not be idle with us. They'll not take our death in vain. Too late for Russia. Here's why it's too late for Russia. They killed. they started to kill. That's why it makes it too late for Russia. Otherwise, I'd say, Russia, you bet your life. But it's too late. I can't control these people. They're out there. They're gone with the guns. It's too late. And once we kill anybody, at least that's the way I've always put my lot with you. One of my people do something, it's me. And they say, I don't have to take the blame for this. But I don't live that way. They said, deliver up your jaw who tried to get the man back here. Your jaw whose wife, mother has been lying on him and trying to break up his family. And they've all agreed to kill him if my enemies necessary. You think I'm going to deliver them your jaw? Not on your life. No. No, you're not going. You're not going. I can't live that way. I cannot live that way. I live for all and I die for all. I've been living on hope for a long time, Christine. I appreciate you've always been a very good agitator. I like agitation because you got two sides of one issue and two sides of a question. What those people are going to get done, what they get through, will make our life worse than hell. Make the Russians not accept us. And they get through lying. They throw so many lies between there and that truck that we are not in as far as any other alternative.
Well, I say let's make an airlift to Russia. That's what I say. I don't think nothing is impossible.
Well, how are you going to believe it? How are you going to airlift to Russia?
Well, I thought they said if we got in an emergency, they gave you a code to let me know.
Well, they said they gave us the code. They let us know of an issue. Not us create an issue, but them. They said if they saw the country coming down, they'd give us the code. You can check on there and see if it's on the code. Check with Russia to see if they'll take us to the meeting. Otherwise, we die. I don't know what else you say to these people. But to me, death is not a fearful thing. It's living, it's treacherous. I have never, 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 never seen anything like this before in my life. I've never seen people take the law and do their own hands and provoke us and try to purposely agitate murder of children. And there's no use, Christine. It's not worth living like this.
I think that there were too few who left for 1,200 people to give them their lives for those people that left.
You know how many left?
20-odd. That's a small...
20-odd.
Some
20-odd.
Had to what year?
20-odd. But what's going to happen when they don't live? I hope that they could leave, but what's going to happen when they don't leave?
You mean the people here?
Yeah, what's going to happen to us when they don't leave? When they get on the plane, the plane goes down.
I don't think it'll go down.
You don't think it'll go down? I wish I could tell you you were right, but I'm right. There's one man there who blames, and rightfully so, David Blakey for the murder of his mother. And he'll stop that pilot by any means necessary. He'll do it. That plane will come out of the air. There's no way you fly a plane without a pilot.
I wasn't speaking about that plane. I was speaking about the plane for us to go to Russia.
To Russia? You think Russia's going to want... No, not going to... Do you think Russia's going to want us with all this stigma? We had some value, but now we don't have any value.
Well, I don't see it like that. I mean, I feel like that as long as there's life, there's hope. That's my thing.
Well, someday everybody dies. Someplace that hope runs out because everybody dies. I haven't seen anybody yet that didn't die. And I like to choose my own kind of death for change. I'm tired of being tormented to hell. That's what I'm tired of. Tired of it. Want your life in my hand. I'm going to tell you, Christine, without me, life has no meaning. I'm the best friend you'll ever have. Once I have to pay, I'm standing with you, Jara. I'm standing with those people. They're part of me. I can detach myself. My journey is to detach myself. No. I never detached myself from any of your troubles. I've always taken your troubles right on my shoulders. And I'm not going to change that now. It's too late. I've been running too long. I'm not going to change now. Maybe the next time you get to go to Russia, the next time around. What I'm talking about now is the dispensation of judgment. This is the revolutionary suicide council. I'm not talking about self-destruction. I'm talking about what we have no other room. I will take your call, we will put it to the Russians, and I can tell you to answer down because I'm a prophet. Call the Russians and tell them to see if they'll save you.
I said I'm afraid to die.
I don't think you are.
But, I look at our babies and I think they deserve to live.
I do.
You know?
It is, but also they deserve much more than a good peace experience.
We all came here for peace.
And have we had it?
No.
I tried to give it to you. I've laid down my life practically. I've practically died every day to give you peace. And you still not had any peace. You look better than I've seen you in a long while, but it's still not the kind of peace that I want to give you. What's the fool that continues to say that you're a winner when you lose? Win one, lose two. What? I didn't hear you, ma'am. You have to speak up. That's a sweet thought. You said that. Come on up and speak it again. There's nothing to say about it. It's taken off. No plane is taken off. Suicide. They have done it. Stone has done it. Somebody ought to do it. Somebody. And it's all coming out of San Francisco. See, the stone does not get by with its infamy. It's infamy. He has done the thing he wanted to do.
When we destroy ourselves, we're defeated. We let them, the enemy, defeat us.
Did you live to fight no more forever?
Yes, I did.
Did you not have some sense of pride and victory in that man? That he was not subjecting himself to the will of the people of hell that are going to come in whenever they please and poof into our house. Come when they please, take who they want to, talk to who they want to. Is this not living? That's not living to me. That's not freedom. That's not the kind of freedom I saw.
But I think where they made their mistake is when they stopped to rest. But when they had gone on, they would have made it. But they stopped to rest.
We made a beautiful day. And let's make it a beautiful day.
We win when we go down. Kim don't have nobody else to hate. He has nobody else to hate. Then he has a storm himself. I'm speaking here not as the administrator speaking as the prophet today. I would have stepped in the people of the kids if I didn't know what I was talking about. And is there any way to call back the immense amount of damage that was done? But I cannot separate myself from the pain of my people. You can't either, Christy. We just talked about that. You can't separate yourself. You've walked too long.
I know that, but I still think as an individual, I have a right to do what I think, what I feel. And I think we all have a right to our own destiny as individuals.
Right.
And I think I have a right to choose mine, and everybody else has a right to choose theirs.
I'm not criticizing. What's that?
I still have a right to my own opinion.
I'm not taking a crime. Christine, you only stand here because of you. Because of you. So I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, with your life. Your life is to the extent of the day that you're standing there.
insulted. Voice director, she has no choice to be here. Yes, sir. What'd you say to me? You'll regret it this very day if you don't die. You'll regret it if you do, though you don't die. You'll regret it.
Many people.
I saved them. I saved them, but I made my example. I made my expression. I made my manifestation, and the world was ready, not ready for me. Paul said, I was a man born out of due season. I've been born out of due season just like all we are, and the best testimony we can make is to leave this goddamn thing.
I'm not talking to her. Will you let her let me talk? Will you make her sit down and let me talk while I'm on the floor? Or let her talk?
I've listened to you. You asked me about Russia. I'm right now making a call to Russia. What more do you suggest? I'm listening to you. If Russia gives me one slight bit of encouragement, I just now instructed them to go there and do that. All right, now everybody, hold it. Much longer to maintain. To lay down your burdens. I'm gonna lay down my burdens down by the river. So we lay them down here in the side of Guyana. No man has taken a life right now. They have taken it. But when they start parachuting out of the air, they'll shoot some of our innocent babies. I'm not gonna, I don't want 50, that's 50. But they gotta shoot me to get through to some of these people. I'm not letting them take your job. Can you let them take your job? What's that?
You want to see John?
I want to see John.
Are you telling me that you think you take more of them than other children here?
John, if I put John's life above others, I wouldn't be standing with the jar. I'd send John out, and he can go out on the driveway tonight.
John, they're young.
I know, but he's no different to me than any of these children here. He's just one of my children. I don't prefer one above another. I don't prefer him above you, Jara. I can't do that. I can't separate myself from your actions or his actions. If you've done something wrong, I stand with you. If they want to come and get you, they'd have to take me.
That's all I got to say.
Comes now.
Please, can we hasten with that medication? You don't know what you've done. Standing around